This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these bad things?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, you know how Super Don, we lean kind of libertarian here? Would that be fair to say we lean libertarian? Or would it be, are we all in? Are we, you know, diving into the vat of libertarianism on this show? What do you think?
I think it would be more of a leaning.
Leaning. There's a lot of conservatism here as well. We do. And perhaps some point, you know, there are certain aspects of libertarianism conservatives would call liberal. Wouldn't that be the case?
You know, libertarian, that's an interesting topic, really. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be fun to actually, maybe we should get Tom Woods back on.
Back on, yeah, of course.
Just to talk about that topic in itself. Because it's really interesting, because a lot of people say I'm a libertarian, but when you really look at like the very hardcore strict Puritan libertarianism, it's a whole different animal than what people think it is.
Well, if you say we do not support the use of governmental force, right, or violence against the freedom, against your freedom. In other words, you have the freedom to move about the American cabin as long as you're violating the right of nobody else. Yet, this is going to be a quandary, because I think some of our conservative friends, who usually love us, right? And tonight, they might be challenged, because we're opening the show.
Really?
We're opening this. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay? Is that a good thing,
yeah.
Super D?
All right. Yeah, I'm following you.
By the way, I did a Facebook Live before we did this. Now we're streaming live through YouTube as well here on GCN. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on next 2 hours. I had to give a tour of my own studio just to remember where everything is or was. It feels like I haven't been here much in the last 4 weeks. I mean, it feels like I've been out more than I've been in, and I'm not sure if that's accurate, but it just feels that way. And I'm happy to be here. I don't think I have to go on a trip this week. The rest of the week, I think we'll be in studio. How's that? I don't know how that is. I think it'll be all right. Yeah, I just got to get used to it again. So I like doing stand-up radio. We've done some pre-records over the last few days because of the events that we've been at, but I think they've been good shows other than the negligent screw-up on Hour 1, Segment 1 yesterday's show. But if you want to carry the entire show, folks, Super Don corrected it, and it is available in SoundCloud. SoundCloud. And even the pre-recorded segments, I think for the most part or all part, we did through YouTube, so you get to see behind the scenes if you're on the RS Bell Media channel. And you can go to robertscottbell.com and see it right now.
That's right.
How cool would that be?
That would be very cool.
I think it would be super cool, man. Are you kidding me? So what am I going to do to tick off of my conservative friends, right?
I hear you stalling. Yeah.
I am. No, I'm
not. Are you
not
nervous about this?
Or? I'm not at all nervous about it. I'm actually excited about it. Because how would I say? Because this is this is an argument. It's not even an argument. I got to hang out with Jason Bertero, and you saw him. He was on the show yesterday, Paul's younger brother. Great-looking guy. Great guy. Good heart, all of that. And it's like many millennials. They haven't heard the things we've been covering for many years, now almost two decades. If you think about it, it's scary. It's so long. And the AIDS question, the cause of AIDS question. He had never encountered the issue that HIV may be a red herring, maybe a non-smoking smoking gun where there is no even gun there. And he was fascinated because he's been listening to me, you know, has heard me speak and, you know, followed some stuff we've been doing. But I don't, you know, every day open up the microphone and we begin to say HIV doesn't cause AIDS. HIV may not even exist. And HIV tests are crap. They don't test for HIV. They're nonspecific, cross-reactive, and there is no standard. And I said to him, what test do you know of on planet Earth? What medical test do you know of on planet Earth that has no standard? Right? In order for you to determine positive or negative, a test has to have a standard everybody agrees on. That's the test. Yeah, I agree. That's right. Well, would you be surprised to know that the HIV test does not have a standard? No, I had no idea. Yeah, because every you got to have a standard, or else you got no. It means nothing. Exactly. And so the test for the so-called human immunodeficiency virus, again, arguments whether it's ever been isolated, I'm not even going into that. Even if it's real, I'm not saying it is. Not saying it isn't at this moment. I'm just telling you there is no test for whatever they pretend it is. Doesn't exist. The HIV test is not an HIV test. Nonspecific, cross-reactive, 120 plus different things you can test positive for. And guess what, folks? If you're positive in one country, you could be negative in another. If you're negative in one country, you could be positive in another. That's how standardized that test is not. And if they're not sure, if it comes up positive, but, you know, I don't know for sure, we're going to ask you a few questions. Are you male? Are you single? Are you homosexual? Oh, then it's definitely positive. Are you female? Oh, are you married? Yeah, I'm married. Are you white or are you black? Oh, I'm white. Oh, then it's definitely negative. Oh, you're black and married? Oh, you live where? In Detroit? Oh, well, then it's definitely positive. The positive we got is real for you. It's not real for the white housewife from Beverly Hills. How does the so-called HIV know what you're black, white, rich, poor, gay or straight? It's ludicrous, folks. It's ludicrous. It's worse science than vaccine science. And that's pretty bad. Because remember, there are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies on any vaccine proving safety or efficacy. Hadn't been done. It's not there. And that's where people scream at me. Now, why I say the conservatives will be upset with me? Because those that might be, again, this is lumping people together. I get it. Just bear with me. Go light. Tread lightly here. There are people that are apparently outraged about something that was said recently by the wife of Tom Price. Let me see. Georgia lawmaker. Can HIV... This is the headline at CNN. Can people with HIV be legally quarantined? This is Tom Price's former Health and Human Services Secretary, Betty Price, Republican in Georgia. What are we legally able to do, she asked. I don't want to say the word quarantine, but I guess I just said it. What would you advise? Or are there any methods legally that could be, or could we do to curtail the spread? The spread of what? Your husband should know better, and you should know better, Betty. There is no standard for the test, therefore there is no HIV test, therefore there is no such thing as someone who is HIV positive. Oh yeah, you can call it that, but it's meaningless until you make a standard that can actually define what that test actually does or doesn't do, which hasn't been done. So people are outraged, perhaps rightfully so. Advocacy groups are demanding an apology. And I'm like going, dude, get over it, advocacy groups, because you're going to be more upset with me in the next phase, even though I might agree with you. In California, where Governor Moonbeam Brown does most things wrong, occasionally gets something right, it now is no longer a felony in California to knowingly expose others to HIV. And I'm going to go, I support that. Applause, applause, applaud. Come on, applaud somebody. Nobody? Anybody? Bueller? I can't get an applaud. Not one applause. What can I get? No, this is more of what I expected. I didn't think I would get any applause for that. But listen, you people that are booing, you're wrong. Wait, because there is no such thing as exposing somebody to HIV until they prove that there's a test that can actually identify it. When they say you have an antibody for it, how is it that you cross-reacted to 120 different things, including pregnancy? If you recently had a flu shot, you have a cold, or they don't dilute your blood enough. That's right. Do you know that HIV test, if you don't dilute the blood enough, 100% of the people taking the test will react positive. That's right. Now, where's our favorite song for that, Super D? Right? I think we do have a song for that. I don't know if I have it at the ready, so I'm not even, I'm so out of practice here in studio that I'm not even mad at myself for not being ready with certain
Everyone
things.
Everyone has AIDS.
You know there that you one?
That yeah. That was your abbreviated version.
Is it called Everyone Has AIDS?
I think so. I don't even know if it's in the folder, actually.
But. Everyone has AIDS. Grandma and my dog are all blue. Both have got it, and so do you. Come on, everybody, we got something to do. We're going to break down these barricades. Everyone has AIDS.
All right, we did it. But, folks, if the song is wrong, everyone has HIV. Not everyone has AIDS, because AIDS is real. Immune deficiency syndrome is a real thing. And there are a lot of things that collapse and destroy your immune system, but none of those things are addressed when you chase the red herring, the straw man, the pretend HIV. And that's the way they like it, because they can keep you on antiretroviral drugs, DNA chain terminating drugs, protease inhibiting drugs, pre-exposure prophylaxis to something that they can't even test for, on and on and on and on. You destroy your gut, you destroy your immune system. You take lots of immunosuppressant drugs, you destroy your immune system. You don't even need a retrovirus or a virus. Virus, these are opportunistics based on the destruction of your immune system. So the idea, of course, in California, they're going to say, people that have, you know, that have this so-called sexually transmitted diseases, it's not a sexually transmitted disease. Ooh, did I say that? You know, I feel like people are just like smokes coming out their ears now, super done. I am so disgusted and tired of the phony baloney medical establishment and the people who have bought hook, line, and sinker this meme that there is something called HIV that they can actually detect in a test or the antibodies for it. And that you can spread it. They don't even know. They don't know. Go watch House of Numbers, the movie by Brent Leung. You'll see how phony and faulty the test is. And the new documentary film, is it called Behind the Fear, Super Don? What is it?
Behind the Fear, The Hidden Story of HIV. And it's available on Amazon. You can actually rent it and watch it there. Or if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can watch it for free.
Yeah, and if you see the trailer, because maybe you don't have Amazon Prime, me and Liam, we're in the trailer together at a certain point. You'll see me. It's quick. But, folks, I'm just telling you, this is not me going, oh, I love Governor Moonbeam Brown. No, I'm just saying, they don't even know why they're doing it. Because if this HIV were truly a STD and it were transmissible, I'd be in disagreement with this. But the fact is, it's phony baloney. Stop it. Ban the HIV test and then start focusing on what really causes immune collapse and immune destruction in any and every population on planet Earth. That's right. And it's not what they say it is.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Super Don at robertscottbell.com. Robertscottbell.com. Listen around the world on radio through GCN or many other ways after the fact. And some of you are watching it now on your television screens or phones or whatever through YouTube. RS Bell Media Channel. And it's there streaming live at robertscottbell.com. Now, Super Don, I think you mentioned to some of the folks watching on the break how I usually like to talk about my garden, and I've been quite neglectful in the past month or so because, well, Hurricane Irma did a number on things. I won't say it's only that, but the travel season kicked in a big way, and I have missed going out there. Now, there's some things that will grow perpetually, like the sweet potatoes I don't have to do a lot with. I mentioned the sun hemp got knocked over, but it's still flowering like crazy. I'm continuing to grab more seeds to plant for later, sprout for later. But there are some fall crops I haven't put in yet. And we have a late fall. I mean, it was still like, you know, in the 80s, almost 90 out there. Although today we got some rain, which was nice. But there are times where I've got to bring you an article. And thanks to Super D, we've got one. So we're going back into the garden right now.
Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sowed. Someone warmed them from below, till the rain comes tumbling down.
Come on, who doesn't like a little John Denver to get you into the garden mood here, right? Yes, here it is, food freedom, another one of our common themes here. And everywhere I go, I speak to that. I mean, even the schizencephaly group that are dealing with a lot of difficulty with brain, you know, let's say damage, genetically injured, if you will, these children. I said, you know, the same scenario, I speak to every group, and there's some therapy. There's a lot of therapy in gardening. And everybody, you know, even if it's a windowsill garden, you can't do much more than that. If you have a little greenhouse for the winter, my goodness, do that. If you're in the southern hemisphere, you're coming into your spring now. We have a long growing season where I am, so I've got still some planting time to do. But food freedom, top priority. Now, let's see some things that you can do. Easy, affordable hacks. This is an article. It's over at Natural News. Got some good tips that you can link to easily. Vertical gardening being one of those options if you have limited space. Beyond just a windowsill garden, there are ways to go grow things vertically. But composting, something we do every day. All of the scraps, of course, we do our organics. We try to grow some, but I've been remiss in the last month to do a lot. You don't have to be mad at me. I'm mad at myself, but I can't be because I had to do other stuff. It's okay. I'm helping people, so I can't be too mad at myself. But the idea, of course, with composting is that year-round you can be creating new soil. Create an area, you know, if you have a backyard where it's not going to it shouldn't stink out the neighbors. You're not putting out protein. You don't put out scraps of meat and fat. You put vegetation in there. And then you cover it up, let the worms do their thing. The bacteria does its thing to break it down. And so you're always creating new good soil there. Aquaponics, not much of an aquaponics guy, but I can respect anybody that can do that. And, of course, these systems that circulate, there's links in this article at robertscoutbell.com. You can check it out. I think the backyard greenhouses are great. You can actually build your raised beds that you have, like I have. And my son, when he was, in 7th or 8th grade, at the school he was going to, the Montessori school, he actually built a little greenhouse with the plastic tubes that you can bend. You'll hook up and then you cover it in a certain kind of plastic sheeting, and you can create a wintertime harvest of lettuce and such as it absorbs the sun's rays and it keeps it from, unless you're into the minus whatevers out there in the Minneapolis, St. Paul's of you know who you are, you can do some green, and even they are doing some greenhouse gardening. I've seen that in the winter there. So it can be done. And one of the things I wanted to say about, gardening in Florida, the orange groves, they're in big trouble due to greening and these blights. And I think the monocropping for generations now, the hurricane has had a bad effect, Irma, on the orange crops as well. Even though Florida's behind on the laws for growing hemp once again, some of the orange grove farmers are recognizing that that could be the crop that saves their butts economically. But yet there still needs to be a lot of study, whether it's done at the University of Florida in Gainesville, where they also unfortunately have that FOLTA guy doing GMO shilling, or one of the other research universities in Florida, where we could then find the right strains that will grow well under the conditions here in the long summers, the heat and humidity. Because I don't think you could just drop any old plant in that category to the extent that needs to be to become a viable crop. I've been able to grow the sun hemp, but it grows very well here in Florida, and I love it. Beautiful yellow flowers attracting the bees while the GMO shills like FOLTA at University of Florida try to kill them. All right, that's it. That's our gardening segment. Super D, where we go next? We got a question of the day. Are we really going to go back to 1963? Is that where we're going next?
Let's get in the DeLorean. Come on, let's go.
Let's get in the time machine. All right, hot tub time machine has to do with Trump and JFK. Coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Well, everybody wants to hear more about, well, this, when we talk about JFK. Does anybody not want to? I mean, Super D, you're when you mention that, we're going to get to that in a moment. I'm sorry, I have to jump the gun, because you were kind of, there's nothing to see here. Move along. I still think there's stuff to see.
Well, okay. I guess we can get into this now, if you want.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yes, people are really talking a lot about the, when is it supposed to come out here? It's like soon, and this is, yeah. a, people need to put this in some context. Mm-hmm. The release of the remaining documents on the JFK assassination was something that was already pre-arranged.
Correct. I don't know. It was supposed to happen in the 90s or after 2000. What was the original date?
I don't remember what the original date was, but what happens is you know, there was, I guess, like, what do they call it? Like a sunset clause or something where, you know, it would be something that would be released to the public unless the sitting president decided that there was a reason why it should not be released, and then he can block it. Okay.
Right.
And it's been blocked in the past. But now this time around, Trump, at this point anyway, and there's a little bit of
wiggle room,
question,
isn't there?
As to the language that's being used here and how it should be interpreted. But as it stands right now, it looks like Trump is going to allow the remaining thousands of pages that haven't been released on the JFK assassination to be released to the public. There might be a few redactions, but from the sound of it, it looks like they're just going to let it go. And so a lot of people have gotten really interested in this. And look, when it comes to the JFK assassination, it's one of those things that's been talked about for years and years. And when I think of the JFK assassination, I immediately think of Jim Mars, who just passed away. We had him on the show. Mm-hmm. And pardon the plane. I don't know if you can hear that.
No, it's okay. Listen, we had Jim Mars on with Liam Sheff, and here's the book. Official Stories, those of you watching on YouTube, if you don't have it, by Liam Sheff, dearly departed good friend Liam Sheff. We miss him. Chapter 3, page 24, JFK turned right on Houston, or Houston, or whatever they call the street. And this is the most concise overview, barring the release of the new information, that anyone had put together to that point. And I would encourage you to read it if you want. Now, Donald Trump tweeted, subject to the receipt of further information, I will be allowing, as president, the long-blocked and classified JFK files to be opened. Now, they had set this date, whatever it was supposed to be long after everyone involved was already dead. That was part of the issue. They didn't want, you know, it's like the country moved on, kind of like when Nixon was pardoned by Ford. They all said, we just got to move on. Of course, I disagree with that. I think, well, the collective wound of, that was Vietnam was very real, but weren't we man and woman enough, adult enough, to handle the scars, the injuries? Perhaps not. We were all a bunch of little children running around, and mommy and daddy government had to protect us from reality. And this is what the whole JFK assassination attempts to suppress, the reality that, yes, elements within our government had everything to do with his death and still operate like a shadow government today. And still, in terms of 9/11, which is, you know, information in Official Stories, we have the Project for a New American Century, the PNAC Report Commission, that said we needed some kind of Pearl Harbor event to get the American people rallied around enough so that we can invade the Middle Eastern countries and secure the free flow of oil that was rapidly declining. The peak oil argument that Liam was urging us all to learn about before he passed away. So all of this comes into, you know, the puppet strings that are pulled and the limiting factors associated with humanity and its sensitive, delicate psyche, right? Were we on the air the other day talking about this, that aliens would not want to show themselves to us because humans are so immature that all they would do is want to shoot them, right? It was like, we'll freak out and shoot them because that's what we do. We're just like a bunch of, you know, monkeys with crazy big weapons. It's like, where are the, we can't even discuss amongst ourselves, right? I bring up the issue of vaccines. You got people screaming at me. I bring up the unfortunate reality that HIV tests aren't really HIV tests. By the way, that's also in Official Stories by Liam Sheff. And they yell and scream instead of going, well, let me look at that and see where there's validity and legitimacy, where it's all there. But we don't have a species at large to be able to do that or willing to do that. There are some of you who listen to this show, watch this show. You're there with me. I get it. And maybe you even disagree with me, and it's tough to listen to some of this stuff. But, you know, I'm not going to be blowing smoke. We won't go off of that deep end. Oh, sure, I call Prince Charles a lizard man occasionally, but that's just for fun. I don't know if he's a lizard or not. And he loves organic food. He could still be a lizard and love organic food. They eat lettuce. I don't know.
All right. What? So the JFK thing here.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, get me started.
So these documents are going to be released. And you and I were talking about this before the show. And maybe it's just because I'm getting older and more cynical in my years. But, you know, I just don't see anything, maybe some interesting details. You might be able to connect a few dots on some particular things about the assassination. But
right.
If you are thinking that these documents are going to get released and we're going to find out who the shooter on the grassy knoll was or whatever, I just don't see it happening, because I don't care whether, these documents were scheduled for release at a certain time, blah, blah, blah. It's not like there's like deep, dark, incriminating, super secret details of all the things. It's not going to exist in these documents.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I'd like to think it is. Now, Superdog,
I hate to rain on your parade.
No, you're not raining on my.
They don't want us to know. They're not going to allow that information.
You give them too much power, you doofus. I love you. You give them too much power. Listen, don't you me.
You give them too much credit.
No, I don't. I'm telling you, the people. That's why I set the stage like this. The people don't want to know. There are some of you out there right now that do want to know, and I'm cool with it, but. Liam was right about this. For instance, when the CDC whistleblower thing came out 2 years plus now ago, he's like, it's not going to change anything. I was like, oh, but really, look at this, look at this. He's like, well, it's not going to matter. And I got to give Liam credit. He was right. How far have we gone? Have there been congressional hearings? Now, what I will say is that one by one, people are discovering it. It's just not like an en masse thing, a 100th monkey thing. We haven't seen evidence of that yet. But with the JFK thing, it's only going to reinforce the belief of those, for instance, who do support Trump already or who followed what Ron Paul was saying about the corruption of government. It's a cesspool, it's a swamp, and even worse. It'll only validate that more. Is there one smoking gun? No, I agree with you, Super D. There's not going to be, this is the person who actually pulled the trigger. I studied the Zapruder film. I actually got a copy from the National Archives sent, and I got to study it as a videographer many years ago. I came to the conclusion that among wherever the shots were fired from, the one that took him out came from the front seat of the limo that Kennedy was in and McConnell was in.
Yep.
In my assessment, again, I'm not going to go further into that except to say the cluster that it was and is was purposely designed to keep the confusion going. The Warren Commission set it up so it would be purposely muddied and confused. Is this going to do anything but keep the muddy confusion going? Probably not. Probably it won't do anything.
It's going to make a lot of people talk about it. You're going to see it. It's going to be resurrected in a lot of ways on the internet, on the overnight TV, and radio shows.
Yeah.
So people are going to write some books.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good for us.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, are we going to have the answers? Really, ultimately, the answers that people are looking for, or is this going to be another Geraldo Rivera?
I get a sense that Trump knows this could take down the Bush family dynasty.
Ah.
Because there was listen, you heard it here.
No.
And if I'm wrong, I'll say it. And if Super Don is wrong doing, I'll do back at him.
All right.
There's a lot that is going to implicate and break government. But government is already broken. It's only a matter of the people seeing it for what it really is. And this is what I believe Trump is here to do, whether he perceives it, believes it or not. This is what I sense in the broader scheme of things. He's not here to set everybody free. He's not a Ron Paul constitutionalist, but he's a guy that, he's there to break stuff. And that's upsetting to those who believe in government. Government is their God. Government is their religion. And he's busting up their religion. He's showing it for the scam that it is in so many ways. Is he the best guy? Well, he's the guy doing it right now. And he's the only guy who's not a globalist that ran, other than Rand Paul, as far as I know, for president in the last cycle, that would be willing, in fact, to allow these things to be released. Because even if they don't definitively point to one thing, they're going to make it harder for people who believe in the institutions of government to believe in them anymore, or at least with the fervor that they have for much of their life. And that is what I've got to say about that.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, switching gears to Sandra. She says, hi, Robert. I've been using a Hydro Flask, a very popular brand sold in health food stores, online, etc. And I thought it was safe because it's made out of stainless steel.
Uh-huh.
It turns out that it was made in China. That could have been a clue for you there, Sandra. Uh-huh. And there's a large amount of lead in it.
Uh-oh.
Lead in it, yeah. So I, along with thousands of other people, have been using this product for sports, and now we're all getting lead poisoning, which you know creates neurological damage and lower sperm counts, among other things. I threw mine away, and I'm back to using my glass bottle, which is made in the U.S. Make America great again, right? My question is, do you or any of your water expert friends, I've listened to them many times and I love them, know of any products to keep our water in our cars and sports that is safe, other than glass? You may want to check this out and tell your listeners, you who probably didn't know this information either. Thank you, Robert and team, for all that you do. Sandra, well, thank you. You know, glass is best as far as I'm concerned, and I still utilize it. We have these glass that have a kind of a silicone rubbery kind of outside to help prevent breakage, and I think that's the best way to go about it. There are stainless steels that are safe, that are not lead contaminated. And I've, you know, actually they're cookware that they do this way, that they're very high grade and very clean and pure. They don't degrade base metals that are harmful to you. Super Don, I'll be honest, I didn't get a chance because I just got in, but I don't know of the brand I could recommend in terms of a stainless steel container that's not from China that would be safe to utilize. So I defer to the glassware as the best way. It's not the lightest thing to carry, but it is the best thing to carry.
Well, and you know, I mean, it's not a perfect formula, but, you know, when you are picking up these containers that are made in China, they're usually pretty cheap, and I know that could be a draw, but consider paying a little bit more for something that's better paid.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow we're going to have a veterinarian, a dentist. I'm thinking about The Truth About Pet Cancer, which is airing right now. Folks, go see it. But Dorte Bredgaard from Denmark. But next segment, we are going to talk about Sweden and a Swedish train with an awesome new name. Might make me laugh, too.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You guys are all not watching us on the YouTube stream. You're missing some classic Super Don rants. Dude, Super Don, man, going for it. I love it. And I was just telling how everybody should know you're my bodyguard, in a sense. You really are. You protect me from a lot of these things that you have to deal with.
I know it frustrates you sometimes. And, you know, there was a time when I had, like, that youthful optimism and that go get them and got to take on the man and get a fight the truth.
It doesn't frustrate me. It doesn't. I love it.
I'm like the anti-overnight radio guy.
Look, you're keeping it real.
I would be the worst guest on any of those topics.
You are keeping it real, my friend, and that's the way I expect it, and I love it. So thank you for that. And I'm sorry I put you through all that I have to put you through to get there.
Oh, no. It's all good.
Yeah. No, you're tougher than I am. So let's see. What are we going to do? Are there any upcoming events? I don't know. I've burned out all the events.
Dude, you know what? When I was putting the notes together this morning or this afternoon, I noticed that you are slacking, dude, because the list has shrunk.
It's dwindled. There are a few things I got to add in that I've been slack to add in. Okay. So we'll get to some more. Let me just see. I'm scrolling down the notes. And you're right, there's not much going on. The Soho show is coming up.
That's in December.
And there may be some other events that are popping up that are kind of tentative, and one that was planned for that we're rescheduling. So because I've been on the road so much, I haven't had a chance to sit down and actually look at my schedule, so there might be things that are going to surprise even me.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we'll get back to it. But our final story this hour, and if we hope and pray Dr. Pitar is with us. We haven't heard from him today. But we're going to assume he'll be ready to do some advanced medicine with us second hour. If not, we'll just let loose on whatever. Perhaps we'll talk more about Swedish trains. Now, I don't know if the Swedish trains run on time like they run in Germany or, places that run them on time. But nevertheless, what do we name the trains, right? Do we have named trains for Amtrak trains?
That's a good question.
I don't think so.
I'm
I think more people would ride Amtrak if they named their trains the way they name them now in Sweden. I think they're taking a page out of our friends in England. Let's put it up for a vote, right? This is the kind of democracy I can support. I'm not a big democracy guy because that's a mob rule. But when it comes to naming a train or a boat, okay, man, I can roll with that. You guys want a name? Let's name it.
Here's the thing. If you're going to publicly ask people to vote on a name for something, then you kind of should go along with what it is that people vote for, right? And
well,
if you remember.
Yes, I do remember. They remember the English one, right?
And I got to say, this is one of the all the years that we've worked together.
Yeah.
This one story was one story that made you laugh
the whole time. I couldn't
like
stop.
Like a teenager every time that we brought it up.
It's like when a teenager sees like a fart joke and they laugh like hysterically. That did it to me. And of course, that was the British polar research ship that they did not name Bodie McBoatface, which still makes
Bodie
me laugh.
Bodie McBoatface.
But they named the little submersible on that ship Bodie McBoatface.
Right.
That was allowed.
Like a consolation prize.
But they're a little haughty-taughty. In UK radio, come on, you guys know. You like officialdom. Of course, a lot of the people like Monty Python would go with Bodie McBoatface. But according to the vote, votes were tallied. Get Ryan Seacrest on. The leading name, the winning name for this train, this transport company's MTR Express, is Trainy McTrainface.
Of course it is.
This is great. This is the power of the internet. I mean, years ago, if somebody named something Bodie McBoatface, no one would ever hear about it. Now the whole world knows. In Sweden, they know, hey, we like that name. We're going to call our train Trainy McTrainface.
Trainy McTrainface. Leave it to the people.
Yes.
Especially since they didn't win on the Bodie McBoatface. I think people saw an opportunity here for...
And they're letting, according to this article, they're letting it fly. They're not holding it back and making like the fire extinguisher on the train be called Trainy McTrainface.
So we got to give Swedish some props here because they actually outdid the UK on this and they went with the will of the people.
Yes, and the one lady who they nicknamed on the Swedish bikini team, Trainy McTrainface, is no longer on the team, by the way. But that's another story altogether. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Getting a little silly here. We've got some serious advanced medicine coming up. Let's see, do we want to revisit the HIV thing? Oh, we got a question of the day about Gardasil injury. Gardasil injury. You know that's the other scam from HIV to HPV? Do we need to go there? I think we do. Go check it out. Show notes are open. RobertScottBell.com. Hopefully you'll watch it on YouTube as well. RS Bell Media Channel. This is the place. I'm here to remind you the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. It's changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing a difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.